What's up? What's up? What's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning into the Soca and Bacchanal podcast. It is your girl Babsy here with my boy Warren Civic. Warren, big up the people and shout out the people now.
Hey, yo, what's up? We here. We was missing for a while, so we're back on the stream. What's going on?
Yeah, man. Well, you know, it's been a busy couple of weeks, man. We've been crop over, Caravana, Vinci Mass, all kind of thing.
Yeah, you was out and about.
Yeah, and I was in some fest in Jamaica too. So it's just been a couple of cranking weeks that's been happening. But you know, things are getting back to normal now. So I'm actually still in Barbados while we're recording this.
Right. So I see you post some pics with the Warlord, Bouncy Killer.
Yes, boy. Let me tell you something. You know, you have a bucket list in life, right? My bucket list done, you know. So my birthday is next week, Wednesday, and it's like I my life good. I finished.
Yeah, that is good. That is the grand god. That is the general. Yeah, yeah.
Yo, and the man see me and give me hug and thing, you know. The man say, Babsy, miss, you are the blogger. Miss, I say, yeah. Talk me name. Talk about me now, cause Mount Killer.
Yeah.
So I ain't no hater say, you understand?
Yeah. I respect.
But boy, we have a lot of drama to talk about.
So yeah, the first thing,
I have been, I know you got these messages. I got them too. I'm in Barbados, so I wasn't there for Soca Kingdom. I'm getting canceled in Toronto. So, you know, Soca Kingdom was the event, right? Pretty much of Caravana. Right?
Right.
It involved Marshall,
headlining acts, Patrice, everybody, yeah.
Yes, all the headlining acts.
Yeah. And it was like, crazy. I don't understand what was the reason because they were saying that the police, the mayor, revoked the permit. I don't know if you heard about that. Revoked the permit because the fete before on the Friday went over the stipulated time where they were supposed to serve. They had a permit to serve drinks at 2 a.m. And they went over. Right. They went over the time. That was a violation. And also the noise levels was ridiculously loud, and they was told to turn down the music, because it has a complex or apartments or a residential area next door, and they were getting complaints. So that was one violation from the night before that was just kind of, it went under the carpet. So anybody else who had events prior to that, after that fete was going to be looked at now, you know. So they're gonna come down on them, and I think that's what happened with Soca Kingdom. You know, but there's a lot of rumors that spreading that, you know, it was some people saying it's racial tension and all kind of things just flying up in the air. So I stood up in the air to find out what was the real reasoning, you know. So,
well, I looking at the flyer now, so it's Marshall, Bungie, Fayan, Shal, Rupee, Patrice. And it looks like I'm gonna need some help with some of these chutney people here, boy. I don't know their face right off the back. It looked like Ravi B and Karma. Ravi B, Nisha B.
That's his sister,
Gajraj, Omesh and the Weed Band. It looked like all of them was gonna be at this event too.
Yeah, because they have a strong connection in Toronto. So Ravi B will always be here, and the Karma Band as well.
Yeah, so, I mean, and then Big People Fete, which is one of the biggest events, Caravana Weekend was canceled the next day as well. You know, that's a big, big, big financial loss, yo.
Yeah, that's a promoter's nightmare. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because I was even here.
It's all there already, and everybody get fly up and visas and this. Yeah, and that's the thing.
You spend so much on money and the promoter spent so much money, and then that fete too was an all-inclusive, the Big People Fete, right? So you're gonna have food that is going to be wasted as well, because just in Toronto they are very strict with well, you would know that, Babsy, with permits, issuing permits for for food and, food and serving food and something like that. Yeah. You know, so all the food, the corn soup and whatever, the jerk chicken, the barbecue chicken, everything had to throw it away. You understand? Because you couldn't actually even give it away. You know, to like shelter or anything like that. You had to throw it, just had to throw it away. So that was and you still have to pay these people, you know what I mean? Because you just can't say, well, all right, sorry. You know?
Yep.
So yeah, that was a disaster over the weekend. There's two fets canceled back to back. So I don't know if it's the fighting West Indians in that area to have any events there, or I don't know.
Well, you know it's funny because I know that Vaughan, which is a part of, Vaughan is actually not in Toronto. Vaughan is actually in another region, but it's in the outskirts of Toronto. So literally, I mean, they do have a lot of events in Vaughan. Caribbean themed events. There's clubs there. Most of the Soca Fets now have moved out there. So I'm not sure exactly what happened, you know. And we talked about Soca Brainwash on the last podcast, right? Or previously, how that went. Mm-hmm. And the same kind of thing happened to them. Like last minute, they were left scrambling to find a venue. But the difference with Soca Brainwash is it wasn't on Caravana weekend, when pretty much every venue would have been booked out already and gone. So that was what Soca Kingdom faced. Where are you going to turn and put, like, say, you know, 3,000, 4,000 people in a 2-hour window, right? Where Private Ryan last minute was able to move his event onto, you know, a place that's not
I also saw that the permit that was issued for that fet, Babsy, was they were supposed to have a capacity of 2,500 people, but they sold 12,000 tickets, right? And people were showing up in large numbers to the Soca Kingdom fet, right? Also people, you know, a lot of people flew in for that fet now. So that was also a violation too, because they actually, it started with the fet, which was on a Friday, which Rejuvenate, that's the name of the fet. And they were warned there in that fet. Now that's where the first warning came, where it comes to the noise levels, and also that fet, they said that that fet had a lot of violence, after the fet, it had a lot of car break-ins and drunk driving and stuff like that. So that it was close to some condos and some apartments. So people were complaining about that. So I think it was just a situation of wrong location. I know the promoters probably just trying to do something different when it comes to Caribana weekend. And I just think it probably was a wrong choice of venue, you know, but I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll try to see how it goes. Because I know definitely they're not going to go back there next year.
Well, I'll tell you something. The venue situation in Toronto is very bad. And, you know, there's nobody really to blame but us. And I know a lot of people are going to be upset about me being honest about this, because they like to go with this racially profiling type of a storyline because it's an easy sell. Yeah. But the truth is, these people, this mash-up people venue, bruck hole in the people wall, break down people, decorative like lights in the side and whatever. So Soca Fets is really hard for Soca Fets to kind of have a place to live, because when you do go there, like you say, you know, violence happen, drunk driving happen. These are the things that are stereotyped to be associated with Soca Fets. And then when they do happen in Toronto, these are the outcomes. And I'm seeing even in New York too, it's like Can Boulé, you know, they got to cancel this, they got to cancel that, because the people just can't deal with the aftermath that comes along with a lot of these kinds of events, right? And even in Toronto, it's even worse for, like, if you have some events, like if you have a Grenadian artist on it, if you have Tyler Pree on it, you ain't gonna get no venue, because Grenadians are known to mash up everything. So when they so it's like, you know, like when you hear Lava Man saying stuff like, you know, my behavior on the rum, mash up place, I would just tear it down. You know, like,
tear it down.
People
are
like, he ain't gonna tear down my venue. You
know what I mean? And then like, and Grenadians, they literally do what they are told to do it. You know what I mean? So you tell a man tear down the fence or whatever. He go in and do
you
that.
You see, you know, you ain't see videos with last year and the Grenadian fence and they pull up the people trees, pull up the people plants. They ain't gonna let you in your venue when they see you doing that kind of stuff. So that's really the problem.
Yeah.
But I found it interesting that I saw an article in the Guardian about Soca brainwashing, how like how really successful it was and this and that for DJ Private Ryan. And I'm concerned when I see articles like that, because it was like, who did they speak to? Like, that's not the general consensus of the event. And, you know, nothing against Private Ryan, because I'm sure he did not write this article, but it's not good when these things happen and you go back and you say, oh, this was a success and this was well and this was great.
Yeah, because remember, but that will sell, that will sell the event for the next year. So when people see that good PR or the good marketing or whatever, for the people who doesn't know better, who wasn't actually there, they would think, all right, this is an event that, you know, I wouldn't have any problems buying a ticket or I wouldn't have any problems going.
Right.
You know? But for those who attended, they would know what they went through. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So be honest, the bar sold out of rum. You know, it was all inclusive.
Right.
Like, don't leave those things out, because that's what why our standard facts, is low. Yeah, man. Don't that's my issue all around with everything. It's not about being a hater. Mm. It's just like, be honest. You know what I mean? People were upset about the event. So when I see, you know, this article in the newspaper and it's like, they exceeded expectations and that, I'm like, nah, don't do that. You know what I mean?
Don't do that.
Well, let's talk about that carnival. Mm-hmm. Coming up, because, you know, one of the big conversations is Marshall leaving Fantasy and going over to Tribe. What do you think about this move?
Well, Marshall actually initially started off with Tribe, right? Mm-hmm. And then he went across to, remember, he was sponsored. There's a band called Island People back in the day. Island People had B-Mobile as a sponsor, and B-Mobile was Marshall's sponsor as well at a point in time. So he was contracted to perform with any band associated with B-Mobile. And at the point in time, that was Island People, right? So he rallied with Island People until I think the end of their existence. Then he got contracted with Fantasy. I think he rallied with Fantasy for about two years, or probably three. I'm not sure. And then now he made the announcement at the band launch that he is going to be with Tribe for next year. So that's a big step for Tribe, because remember, Tribe have at least six bands under their umbrella, right? So you never know if any of the bands bounce up together, he will just be floating around through all the different bands, which will be Lost Tribe, Bliss Tribe, Pure. So we could expect anything from Marshall next year. So so we have to look out and see what's going on, you know. But that's a big deal though, you know.
It looks like Trinidad Carnival is like the Bacchanal start real early this year, like
real early.
You start to hear the Bacchanal starting, you know, like, you know, but again, Tribe was in the news again for something very, very positive recently, because they have a plus size model, and you know, and I'll be honest with you, right? And I'm just talking from the heart here, you know, I can't lie. I've always kind of felt discouraged about Trinidad Carnival and even playing mass, because I don't see a lot of Black women representing in costumes and different body types, right? I've always seen this mixed breed looking Trinidadian person, which does make up a demographic of Trinidad, you know, this light skin, curly haired, part Indian, part Chinese, Dogla Black, like, you know what I mean? It's always been I never see a lot of women that look like me, who's like royal Black, you know, Uganda Black.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have an afro and
Wakanda.
like Uganda black. You know what I mean? That's what it, like Sudan black. You know what I mean? I always see this mixed race, curly haired, individual, and it's kind of like, also, this is beauty in Trinidad. You know, in Trinidad, you're beautiful if you, you know, are
light skin or your brown skin. Yeah. And,
right. So whenever I would see the band launches, I would see this reflected in band launches. So to see, Tribe really go out with a plus size woman. And I mean, when I see the costumes and everything, I was like, boy, is that I want to wear? You know what I mean? Like, I was like, wow. I don't want to say fatty boom boom, but she looked real good. You know what I mean? I was like, damn.
So
I was like, that's very good of Tribe to kind of at least try to show, like, you know, inclusivity.
Well, I mean,
because
for years, Tribe had a stigma attached to the band, stating, everybody had a perception, mostly females had a perception that, you know, I wouldn't be able to play in Tribe because I don't have the number one body or the number two, or I don't have that slim body that they expect to show on the road now. And they had the perception that the photographers mightn't even want to take out pictures of you because you're not the number one or the number two in size, right? Mm-hmm. So there's a stigma attached to the band stating that, you know, you have to be a model type to play with the band, right? And you have to be a certain complexion, and it's only white people and it's red skinned people, fair skinned people playing with Tribe. But no, and it's ironic that Tribe changed that perception with the plus size model, which is actually one of my friends, Sonia Polonaise, Sonja. And I spoke to Sonja the Friday before the band launch. And when I went to the rehearsal, I just sat in the rehearsal, and she was modeling for the band Lost Tribe. And she was telling me, she said, "Warren, you know, I'm modeling." So I was like, "You serious?" She said, "Yeah." And she was saying, "I'm so nervous." I said, "Nah, I said, don't be nervous. I said, you'll be all right." You know, and when she came outside, on the Saturday night, and she walked out on the stage, people just started to roar. It was hearing the roar, the screams and the roar from the back of the crowd. And from the time she walked out on the stage and came to the front, It was total chaos. You know what I mean? All the cameramen. It was something to be there to witness, you know? Just speaking about it, I just haven't chilled because it was a good moment to see that, Tribe changed that perception, and they brought forward a plus size model, and to show actually this is what is the reality of mass, you know what I mean? This is the sizes that they will actually get on their own, you know? So people wouldn't feel left out or segregated or anything like that. So it's a good look, you know what I mean? And I hope that the other bands actually cater for plus-size people, you know, because not everybody is the number one. Caribbean women are fluffy, you know what I mean? They're rounded. So that perception of that kind of model, kind of type, that kind of runway, that is just illusion. You know, so I'm glad they changed that. So we'll see how it go, you know?
Well, you know, more bacchanality in the place. So Ola Tanje. Let me tell you something. Oh Lord. So let me get the article, and I'm gonna read a snippet of it. It says Soca lovers hoping to catch Olatunji Yearwood at the Tabernacle in West London were disappointed with his no-show on Friday, the 3rd of August. Olatunji made a big impression on London Calypso tent audience at the old blah 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 back in 2003. Let me get to the drama part, right? No shows by overseas artists are not unknown at fets and carnival events, and usually stem from contractual or visa difficulties. On this occasion, however, the problems were closer to home. Olatunji was over in the UK for an exciting and challenging project. If the reports are accurate, this potentially offers him a chance to take Soca to a whole new level. But apparently, when he arrived, he was in no condition to go on the stage. It looked like he had an altercation with men on the street, and he was beaten very badly. So it looked like he get mashed up and he ain't get buyback. So you mash up and not buy back. What do you have on this story? What did you get? Because I know you got your ears to the ground. You know what I mean?
I mean, well, yeah, I got a call from London from a popular DJ who is actually one of Ola's friends from back in the day. And so actually when Ola fly across to London, they will hang out together and, you know, they're connected well. The team, obviously, if you have a team, any soca artist that have a team will try to protect the artist. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you will try to do as much PR as possible in the interest of the artist and in protection of the artist in terms of the rumors spreading or whatever it is like that. Yeah. I personally have questions, unanswered questions. All right. If they say that he's in good spirits and he's, because this is the story that they're selling, prior to the story that is outside already, right? That article that they just read. They're saying that Ola is in good spirits. It's just rumor that people spread into, you know, to demoralize the artist and, you know, to, damage the artist's career. All right. Okay. Fine. Why it is that he still didn't perform at the event? If it is right. that your artist is in good spirits, you know, and this is also a Calypso event or something like that, he was supposed to do a show, right? You turn up at the event. And they were saying that you wasn't in a condition to perform. So what condition were you in if it is that you couldn't perform? What was the problem? You understand? So all these questions still unanswered. They never really put out a statement stating why he didn't perform. They just say he didn't perform and he's in good spirits. All right? So what kind of PR? I don't understand the PR there. You know, so
that's why I'm more inclined to believe he did get beat up, because if he didn't get beat up or something didn't happen to him, they would have come out and been like, Ola Tanji is here, and he would have come out and been like, no, people, I didn't get beat up. I'm good. Everything all right. And no worries, fans, and whatever. But it's like, he hasn't even posted on Instagram or anything for about 2 weeks.
Yeah, you just see your statement that he's saying that he laughing at the comments and the statements that people making. And, because it was on the radio today that he really did get, he was in an altercation. It was allegedly, people were calling in and saying that, you know, that he was in an altercation and he got beat up, you know, by some guys on the street. So, we never heard an official statement stating exactly why he didn't get, why he didn't perform or anything like that from his team or either him. So we're still up in the air to know the real facts of what happened on Friday night. And, they said that his flight was actually carded for the day after. So he immediately went back to Trinidad after the whatever it has happened or whatever fight, whatever it is like that. And I personally believe something went wrong. You understand? Because if the promoters up there, there's a event, you know, London people are very serious about events. It's not like fly-by-night promoter. You know, so the wind address, Ola is a big artist. The wind just stop anybody just so from performing, you know, so if you're carded to perform. So it have a lot of unanswered questions, and probably we'll get the facts of it when he decides to talk, you know, so.
Ola Tunje, I hope you're all right, brother. You know what I mean? Listen, I teach self-defense classes from October, because it looked like someone wanted me to know how to break up people, you know. Because, you know, I get jumped by four people, and I break up all them, or I break up three because one of them ran. You know what I mean? Like, you need to know how to break up people. So Ola Tunje, give me some of that big money you have over there, and we can do some kung fu lessons and things. Let me teach you how to break up people, cause you can't go in people's country and get beat up. You understand? Speaking about people's country, Guyana's having a crop over this year from October to November. So I think there's kind of some uproar about it because
I see the uproar as well too. Yeah, because some people are saying that why they have to pattern Barbados, why they just can't have their own thing and name it their own thing. Why it is, because crop over is really Barbados, something that starts from Barbados. So why we Guyanese had to pattern the same style of partying or fetting or whatever it is like that, and even the same name from Barbados. So it was, people were kind of up in the air about it, and some people were welcoming it, They were saying that it's something new and let's try it out and see what will happen. And I don't know. So,
well, here was Guyana coordinators of Crop Over, Warren Civic, yes. And I, we fly in. So if you want we to come down and support WANA, we can come and support WANA, because I have no problem with y'all calling it Crop Over. Furthermore, come and make Babsy and Warren the ambassadors for the thing. And let we go, let we fly down there and show WANA how to crank it out.
Yeah, let's do a live stream, bring it to the people, and yeah, we did.
Yeah,
hey.
We did.
Send the thing, set up the thing.
If you hear it, link we ready, we walking. You understand? So
yeah.
there was some uproar this past mm-hmm. couple of weeks because Major Hype released his song based off of meme, Take mm-hmm. Off the Clothes, Put It On Back. Remember?
Take off the clothes,
you know,
yeah.
He did this skit, right? Yeah. Where he put that song, he made this song up and he was just being a comedian. And then all of a sudden they actually made it into a real song. Actually, that's the song we should exit with today. I'm going to put that song.
Yeah, yeah, we could do that.
Major Hype, take off your clothes and put it on back, right?
Yeah.
So,
well, the thing about it is.
Go on.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
We'll go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think people like Major Hype regardless of what he do. So, I think that when I heard the song, I was like, yo, this brother, he is no stopping with this brother. I don't know what to expect again from him. You know, mm-hmm. so, but I actually like the song. I heard the song and I from the time it's comical at the same time because you know it's Major Hype. You know?
Right.
So, they didn't really, really went in on him. Some people were just saying that, all right, he's not no artist. Cause I saw some comments under was reading some of the comments under YouTube and they're saying that, right. He's not no, vocalist and it, take anything for granted, and that's why the music can reach nowhere, and because it's such a comedy and joke with soca music. But I mean, people just overthinking this stuff.
Right.
Soca music, calypso music actually start off, if you go back to some of the calypso music, there was humor in calypso, right? There's also double meanings as well. So mm-hmm. I don't see why it is why people so surprised or there's nothing to be surprised or upset about. This has been going on since the inception of calypso and soca, right? So
well, I know what happened is a lot of guys who write their songs and write their music and they're really, really trying really, really hard and it's like they get in 2 and 3 views on their song, right? You know, Major Hype comes out and you do a meme type of a song and then it's like boom, blow up, this, that. So I think that's what a lot of people are upset about. But you can't be mad at Major Hype because he...
No, you already have a following.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not his fault, right? And, you know, if a producer's going to put out a song and then it's going to get views and they're going to make money from it, they're going to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Why
they're
not?
Going
yeah.
to do it.
Exactly.
So
that's just like Uncle Ellis in Trinidad as here as well, Babsy. When Uncle Ellis entered Instagram, he already had like 11,000 plus followers, and that's like in days time he had followers like that. He was because it was a gimmick, right? And people like gimmicks, in soca music, it could sell, you know. So why not have a gimmick in soca music? And I mean, it's just light humor. It's nothing to be overthink or anything like
and,
that.
And it's not like, and I mean, man, we've always had comedians in soca because you have Crazy in Trinidad, you had Mad in Barbados. You know what I mean? Like, there have always been comedians in soca.
Yeah.
And then, like, even vagrant soca is actually something. So Uncle Ellis is considered a vagrant, right? My Ray Tay Tay.
Yeah.
He was a vagrant.
Yeah.
You know, they had in Barbados, they had Pong and Contone. They're considered vagrants. Like, so My Car, Break Down Cheese on, Pollock on, and like, those songs are vagrant songs. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a person off the street coming in the studio and making a song and it blows up. Like, Gully Bop is a vagrant.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
there
is a genre of vagrant music and that's basically what it is, right? So there was always a section for comedy and humor.
Yeah,
and music,
humor was always great. Part humor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Humor was always part of soca music and calypso music. So it's nothing new.
Yeah.
So what Major Hype did is nothing that is strange to the music. you know.
Right,
so
right, right.
And you already have a following, so why not try it? You know.
Exactly, and I mean, as I said, we don't have an influx of stupid music this year. You know what I mean? Like when I say stupid, like comedy type thing.
No.
So it's like it's a balance. Yeah, it's not like, you know, this year was just all, you know, comedy music for people comedy. To be upset.
Yeah.
You know, so for me, I just felt like, you know, literally it was funny to me. I felt like to see them go and actually make it into a song, I was laughing because I couldn't believe
that
they actually did make it into a song, you know. It's impressive and, to I mean, see I, it go I, from that.
And all of this is marketing for him as well, because I think he have a show coming up September 1st or somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm,
so, major hype, you know. So, I mean, all of you can look at these things and marketing tools, selling your brand too. So, anything different that he tries to get himself into, is you could look at it as marketing. And why not? You know what I mean? He's a brand. Right. So, and he's a brand very popular amongst West Indians. So, come on, we have to support each other. So, and have different types of talent that we have to support. So, big up to him.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. So, you know, give yourself major hype. You know what I mean? If you want to do the remix, you know, I hear, because I will do a little remix with you. You understand? Barbados is... Barbados is Soca Monarch. We had Lil Rick winning the Groovy and Mikey winning the Power Soca. In Antigua, we had Ezzy Rattigan winning Groovy and Tien Winter winning the Jumpy. So some competitions have been going on. Yeah, Lil Rick again. Lil Rick won Road March. Lil Rick won 4 Day Morning, which was Juve's Road March. He won.
Yeah.
All three top songs were him. So
that's the big man in Barbados right now, you know? Yeah. And I know that song when I come back to, we spoke about that song, Mother Son.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that would have been, from the time I hear that song, I say, yo, this song is a problem. This song wouldn't be a problem. So you had to look out for, and you know, he's a performer. People love him. Yep. So, I mean, kudos to him and well done and all the best. You know, we'll see how it will go for the rest of the season. And well, Kapova is done, but I mean, for the rest of the carnivals are coming up.
Yeah, so, this week is, I know it's the Spice Mask, you know, but we won't get too deep into that because we don't want no problems with nobody, right? So, we have some new videos released. Nia Blackman and Taurus Riley, Dangerous Boy. What did you think about that video?
Yeah, it was that video came out a while now, Dangerous Boy. She also did a video with her summer hit, Birthday, with Ding Dong, from Jamaica. So Nyla actually really working, you know. She's doing so good. The video that you just asked me about, Dangerous Boy, it was shot a little while ago, and it had some scenes from Movie Town here in Trinidad. It was kind of like she actually had a storyline, which we were talking about. It might have been a little far-fetched for some, but if you will follow it, but I think it patterned the song, you know. It was a little different, but it still patterned the song, that the lyrics of the song that she was trying to portray in the video. So I think it was okay. It's an okay video. I mean I'm not so soul overwhelmed over the video. It wasn't that, you know, but I think it just worked with what she was trying to say in the lyrics.
About Nessa Preppy, Major? Nessa Preppy's video was good too. I like the Nia Blackman and Taurus Riley video. I really like Taurus Riley part, and actually Taurus Riley
I like that one more than the other one that I was just talking about just now, Dangerous Boy. I think her concepts was actually out. It's very different. You have to be, and remember, she's a kind of eclectic kind of artist. So you're not going to expect the usual from Nyla Blackman. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a little bit out of the box, but you have to have that understanding to understand that this is art and this is music, you know. So big up to Nyla, man. Respect.
Right, and big up to Nessa Preppy too. Both those videos, Nessa. You know, very, very
Nessa have
high quality videos.
Yeah, Nessa has a really good team supporting her because her music, the sound of her music, the songs, and the actually sound of the music has changed over the years. You know,
Right.
she a little more, she making the music a little more curb appeal, international appeal. It's just not stifled, and not sung in stifle, and just not limited to
Right.
Trinidad. She making more music
Right.
that has that international appeal now. So, and her look as well, she maintaining the, because you know we always talk about fashion in soca and your
Right.
appearance. You know, so she have a look that people gravitating to. You know, she easy to look at, she easy on the eyes. Not because she fair skin or anything like that, but she dresses well, you know, and she doing a lot of work in terms of her brand. And I give Nessa all applause because she came from a long way. You know, so respect to Nessa, man. That's one of my good friends, you know.
Big up
So,
Nessa. So
yeah.
the topic this week, let's talk about soca collabs and soca collaborations, like especially with artists from other genres of music. You know, how do you feel about collabs? Like for me, I'm kind of on the fence with some of them lately. I feel like some collabs haven't been thought out properly, and it's like they don't actually make sense. Like I love Patrice Roberts and Lyrical together. I felt like that was like the collab
Chemistry.
of the year. You know what I mean? You know, Monster Whiner with Kerwin and Rick, even though they've never really performed the song together, for whatever reason, the two of them together sounded amazing. I don't know why. It just came together very, very well. And then there's some other collabs that I'm just like who gave the go ahead on that? This does not work good. Like,
It
why
doesn't
would you have
mesh,
done a
yeah.
collab like that? Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I
I know
mean,
that a lot of
collabs,
people are trying to get in soca too. So yeah, what do you think of about like this whole collab influx?
collabs, it has to be chemistry. And you have to
Right.
understand each other voice have to complement, and one person have to complement the other. Right? So it can't be two voices that just sung whack on the song itself. Because people are not going to gravitate to it and people will pick up on it. You know? Collabs very important. You have to understand the style of music that each artist does. Right? So for instance, like Ding Dong and Naira Blackman. Right? That was a different collab, but it worked well because each voice complemented each other. Right?
Right.
She had the pitchy kind of high voice, which we know is known for Naira. And Ding Dong voice is more monotone. His style is real creative in terms of his lyrics. And it's the song itself, the rhythm was good. So it actually complement each other and it meshed well, you know, and they actually worked well vocally now. So collabs, you just can't rush and do a collab with any artist and just say, all right, I want to do a collab with Skinny. You have to understand Skinny's style of music. All right, you have to understand his vocals, right? Because he could sing sweet, but he's more of a rough kind of aggressive kind of vocalist, right? So if you come in to do a collab with him, your voice have to be sweet. You understand? So
Exactly, exactly.
it will balance off the song in terms of the vocals. So and a lot of people just rush to do collabs with each other and it just don't mesh, and that's just. It's just a disaster when you hear the song. So
Yeah, like when I
that's
heard
my
Lock
take on
Down,
it.
Lyrical and Kerwin, I was like, the energies of both these artists are different in the song. The song wasn't horrible or bad. It was just like, Kerwin kind of started off mellow, and then Lyrical comes in and he's like, oh gosh, we locked down now. And it's like the beat changed, the
It didn't.
vibe changed. So to me, it was just like, were these two songs supposed to, like, were these two songs that got meshed together? Like, it just didn't seem like they were in the same place, right? And there's just a lot of collabs that I hear. And I mean, the song was still good. Like, it wasn't a bad song. I'm not dissing the
But
song.
you
It
see
just.
sometimes too what happens to Babsy, some of these artists that do collabs, then it's best, I think, to get the best out of the song, both artists have to be in the studio. You know what I mean? To actually vibe off of each other's chemistry, because some a man will just sing a song and say, alright, I wanna do a collab with say Corwin, or I wanna do a collab with Skinny. And he sing his part and he send the rhythm for Skinny, and wherever Skinny is, he puts on his piece and the copy and paste. Right? Mm-hmm. And when you hear the song, it sometimes it just doesn't matter. It just don't mesh. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, because remember, sometimes you will, if you're in studio together, you will want to say, well, all right, sing this way, so I could sing it this way. You know? So mm-hmm. sometimes you miss that when the songs are just put together. You understand? Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. I mean, that is where you have to, when you're doing a collab, you have to be very critical about that part of the music. So.
Right. And I'm noticing a lot of crossover type of collabs where you're seeing, like, you know, Nyla with Shensia, you know, and these kinds of things. And it's literally like, you know, I don't know if part of me is like, I wonder if dancehall is realizing how big Soca's gonna be. So they're kind of just jumping in, you know, early because they want a part of it, because, you know, this battle's been going on for years, dancehall versus Soca. I don't know why, but I'm seeing a lot more crossing over, you know, even like Spice Indicator, Bungee Gardens on the remix, you know, Aegyal, Benya Bak, you know, and then Bungee Gardens on the remix. It's kind of like, you know, a lot of these songs seem to be like gravitating towards Soca remixes on dancehall.
Mm-hmm.
And like, mm-hmm. I just would like to see more collabs with dancehall people coming over if they're going to do Soca, as opposed to Soca artists doing dancehall
collabs. I think they probably may get that next year for Jamaica Carnival, with a lot of dancehall artists doing Soca. Because there was actually, after Jamaica Carnival, one of the producers was telling me that, you know, that the a producer across there approached him and he told him that, you know, they want to have their own music for Jamaica Carnival now. You know, meaning that they want to incorporate a lot of dancehall artists to sing soca rather than, you know, and they welcome also the artists from Trinidad doing soca for new soca for Jamaica Carnival now, rather than just supplying them with what was in Trinidad Carnival, just spilling over to Jamaica Carnival, right? So we could look out for a lot of new music for Jamaica Carnival, especially, right? From dancehall artists and also artists from Trinidad as well.
Well, I wanted to talk to Joe Bogdanovich, because he's actually who does Sumfest, right? And I'm actually in that network to an extent, you know. Don't want to toot my own horn, but, you know, I kind of know them.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think Jamaica should have a Soca Monarch. I think Jamaica should have a Road March and a Soca Monarch to go with their carnival. But those are things that we're going to be able to see coming down the line. You know what I mean? Can't jump the gun too quickly. But you know Warren? I just want to say big ups to you, because we're in the Spotify podcast library.
Yeah.
You know? And this is a very big accomplishment for us. We got to go and buy a cake and put candles and thing on it and cut it up and thing, because this is podcast 4 and we are already making, you know what I mean?
On Spotify,
we're already making it in Spotify playlists and thing, boy. So it's only up to go from here, man. And I think that this is going to be the podcast to revolutionize Soca. And, you know, I don't want to talk too early, but I really feel like it's going to only get
better. And I mean, it will only get better, because I know you're coming to Trinidad as well. So they can look out for a lot of big things from you, us as well, the Bacchanal Source, in Trinidad here for 2019 Gospel Life. Gonna be big. So this is something that you need to listen to, because we're gonna bring you all the reviews, all the happenings, everything, all the buzz, whatever is happening in Trinidad, you know you're gonna get from Bastian and Warren Civic. So
plus we gotta do some events, man. Maybe we should have a meet and greet, maybe we should do a few things, you know. We'll talk about it. It's still a couple months
have a lot of plans though.
I think we have some things that we need to get into. So give the people your social media handle so they can know how to find you and send you music and stuff like that.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram, Warren Civic, and Facebook, Warren Civic McKenzie, and also on Twitter, Warren Civic. So you can hit me up anyway.
Sweet. And I am Strictly Babsy on all my outlets, except for Facebook. My name there is Babsy at Large. as we said, we're going to play the major hype track going out right now. So we will be back on schedule next week, folks. We apologize for having the irregular pattern for the past couple of weeks, but you know, it's just that busy kind of period. So we will be back next week with all the news, gossip, and everything else going on in Soca. So see you guys later.
Later. Blessing. Mercy! I've been trying to figure out what I know when it's girl and what I can't figure it out. Here she, take off your clothes, put it on back. Take off your clothes, then put it on back. Take off your clothes, put it on back. Alright then, alright then. Let me say, take off your clothes, put it on back. Take off your clothes, then put it on back. Take off your clothes, put it on back. Alright then, alright then. Girl, you look good and you smell so nice. Every time I look, I got to look twice. The way you ride that thing like a bicycle, you just make me freeze like an icicle. But I can't understand why you tease me. Every time I want you, please me. You just walk up your waist and make up your face and make this thing look easy. You just get every man excited. And you know I'm jealous, I don't like it. I thought me and the DJ was friend, but yeah, he all about riding. No riding, no riding, no riding, riding, riding. When you two away alone, you just act so stush. Put my hand on your leg, my hand just get pushed. You're telling me don't touch, tell me just watch. Take off my clothes and put it on back. Take off your clothes, put it on back. Take off your clothes, then put it on back. Take off your clothes, put it on back. Alright then, alright then. Let me say, take off your clothes, put it on back. Take off your clothes, then put it on back. Put it on back, put it on back. Put it on, put it on, put it on back.
Give me room, let me take off my shirt. Girl, wait till your boots fall out of that skirt. Girl, you're real fit, you're the Zulia, but work. When you bend up like a con girl, back it up. Let me fix you with my box of bars. Stay on foot and bare back in a box of shirt. You say, hold on, I want me, you come to burn. Rick tells your money where she start. I might leave ice. Grab a ketchup, then ring your revise. And let me make the thing work. Like a feeling, be a joke, just make shitty lane. When it can't decline, I end up in the hospital ward. C9, duck the bumper, lean back, retain. Tell your boyfriend, don't call this the time.
Take off your clothes, put it on back. Take off your clothes, then put it on back. Take off your clothes, put it on back. Alright then, alright then. Let me say, take off your clothes, put it on back. Take off your clothes, then put it on back. Take off your clothes, put it on back. Alright then, alright then. Girl, you look good and you smell so nice. Every time I look, I got to look twice. The way you ride that thing like a bicycle, you just make me freeze like an icicle. But I can't understand why you tease me. Every time I want you, please me. You just walk up your waist and make up your face and make this thing look easy. You just get every man excited. And you know I'm jealous, I don't like it. I thought me and the DJ was friend, but he ain't all about riding. No riding, no riding, no riding, riding, riding. When you two away alone, you just act so stush. Put my hand on your leg, my hand just get pushed. You're telling me don't touch, tell me just watch. Take off the clothes and put it on back. Take off the clothes, put it on back.